On March 18, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, during the inauguration of the Global Millets, Sri Anna, conference in Pusa, New Delhi, said, India's millet mission will become a blessing for 2.5 crore marginal farmers. After independence, this is for the first time that a government is paying attention to the needs of millet-producing farmers. In India, millets are primarily grown in 12 to 13 states. However, in these states, the domestic consumption per person was not more than 2 to 3 kgs per month. Today, it has increased to 14 kilograms per month, he added. Further, he stated that events like the Global Millets, Sri Anna, conference are not only important for the global good but also a symbol of India's increasing responsibility for global good. When we take a resolution forward, the responsibility of taking it to perfection is equally important. I am happy that today, when the world is celebrating International Millet Year, India is leading this campaign, said PM Modi. Also, he added that it is a matter of great honor for the country that after India's proposal and efforts, the United Nations declared 2023 as the International Year of Millets. More than 75 lakh farmers of India are virtually present with us in this ceremony today, which shows its importance, he further added. Earlier on March 18, PM Modi released a postal stamp and unveiled the official coin of the International Year of Millets 2023 at the Global Millets Conference. President of Ethiopia Saleh Wergzevde, who was virtually present at the Global Millets Conference, said, "Millets are vital in sustainability for eliminating hunger, adapting to climate change, and transforming agri-foods. I am confident this conference will bring collective action and direct policy attention toward millets." She said that, as declared by United Nations General Assembly observing International Year of Millets 2023, the push towards collective efforts to increase millet production will contribute to 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. Union Agriculture Minister Narendra Singh Tomar, who was also present at the inauguration, said, "As a result of the declaration of 2023 as the International Year of Millets by the United Nations on the initiative of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the domestic and global demand for Sri Anna has increased."